Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. And then at 6:30, we throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It will be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike will also be the host. They'll have on with them Saints head coach Kellen Moore and quarterbacks coach Scott Tolzien. Will be a former NFL quarterback himself and now mentoring Tyler Shuck. And then on Monday Night Football, you can hear that on the FM side at 105.3. L.A. Chargers play the Philadelphia Eagles, and Bob, some stuff that has come up over the last 15 minutes. 44-year-old Philip Rivers is going to work out tomorrow for the Indianapolis Colts with the injury to Daniel Jones. Phillip Rivers, who has not played since 2020, is now going to work out for the Indianapolis coach at 44 years old.
Well, he's probably in shape. I think he was coaching at
Fairhope. He was a high school coach.
Fairhope, Alabama. Phillip Rivers is a winner. You know who you can thank for him having an opportunity is what Joe Flacco has done.
Yep.
Joe Flacco, think within the division – and then Mike Tomlin get all mad. Well, what are y'all doing, Cleveland Browns, letting them go to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
He practiced like 2 or 3 days and played unbelievable. That goes to show you for all the old farts that you can thank, if you have an opportunity, Joe Flacco. Because the stability, playing the quarterback position, and a lot of it, you know, you still got to physically have it, but it's so much mental. And I would think Phillip Rivers, if he has a good workout, why not? Well, why not give him an opportunity? Because you look at where the Colts are at. Anthony Richardson, what he's still hurt.
They caught the
bond. What, they're going to go with the Notre Dame cat?
He can't play at this level, Bob. He's a backup guy at this level.
Well, it got to the point. Look, we all know that Joe Flacco's not Joe Burrow. But look at the numbers Flacco put up when Joe Burrow was hurt.
And he kept feeding Jamar Chase.
I mean, he wasn't no weak link.
No.
So, I mean, I don't know. Why not roll the dice? Because the Colts are desperate right now. They lose their quarterback, a torn Achilles. Boy, you talk about you have to have luck with injuries. But when you talk about injuries and where the team's at, that's why you got to take advantage of when you're winning now. Look where the Commanders are at now. They're bad. Look at Jayden Daniels when he's been available. He hasn't been available.
And the defense is terrible.
Right, but look where they were last year. And, Mike, you know, you always have one of those stinkers. Well, they had a stinker against the Vikings.
And they made J.J. McCarthy look good.
And you know what's crazy? It just goes to show you. That's why I love the NFL, because Charlie loves it when I say this. It's pros versus pros.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. The Saints were 8.5-point underdog. That was tied with the Cardinals and the Rams. Now, the Rams crushed the Cardinals. Usually that game was close, but that was 8.5 points. But they waxed them. But the Saints, not only 8.5-point underdog, the Saints won by 4 points.
So that was a pretty nice cover.
So, and I guarantee you that next weekend they're going to have a game. You know how you do that survivor pool and all that? You got to pick and all the money involved with that. It's hard to win that and how you pick what team and all that.
Not a Panthers 2.5-point favorite over the Saints.
Yeah, because
I mean, basically that's almost like a pick'em game.
And the Saints waxed them in Carolina, and it's in the dome.
But Carolina's playing for something.
Well, look, Carolina, look how they waxed the Rams, who's considered one of the best teams in the NFC. That's why you never know. I'm telling you, next week there's going to be an upset. Every week there's at least one, if not two. What? Then you look at the score, you think it might be a misprint about the outcome of the game. And that was this week. It was like no one thought the Saints were going to beat Tampa Bay.
No. Bob, also to 36-year-old Jason Pierre-Paul is coming out of retirement, and he's going to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 36 years old.
It shows you it doesn't matter how many fingers you have, he still can rush the passer. You know, he had that fireworks accident where he got two fingers blown off, so he only got like a little, he got like five on one hand, I think three on the other, so he only got eight fingers, but he can rush the passer. It doesn't matter. You're not playing the piano or anything. No, it's like the quarterback. So, Jason Pierre-Paul, I mean,
okay, it's our
the Haitian sensation.
Our triple option feature, Bob, you first.
Well, I don't know. This would have been better last week. We were doing that. We were at Manning Children's Hospital. But this is when the Saints were down, but we beat Tampa Bay. And this is when the Bears were rolling. I think the Bears played unbelievable.
They played great yesterday.
Against
just
Green
couldn't
Bay.
Close it.
It just shows you how the Bears are relevant. But this goes back to you can't feel sorry for yourself as a player. You got to be a pro. You got to be able to handle adversity. What I mean by that, Groupie, the kicker. Remember I told you Groupie's going to have another chance. Here's ex-Saints kicker Groupie. He got signed by the Colts on the practice squad. Did he kick for the Colts? Like, I don't even know, Charlie. Did he kick for the Colts this week? I don't even know. But anyway, I'm going to say the former Saints kicker was signed by the Colts last week. And they needed a kicker because they waived Michael Badgley. So he wasn't getting it done. We all know Groupie didn't have success. We went with Charlie Smith. But you let Charlie Smith miss another kick. Who knows? We're going to go with Cade York. I mean, it's just the way it is. You got to make it. And he got to make that kick. Charlie Smith got to make that kick against Tampa Bay. It was straight, barely missed. But barely missed, you might as well miss by a lot. You got to kick it between the uprights. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because you want to be a pro football player. Obviously, we love the Saints, and you want players wanting to play for the Saints. But don't you just really, in general, want to be a pro football player? Boy, you're well compensated, and are a professional coach. Okay, and then you might say, like, oh, man, I can't believe it. And you go home, and you tell your wife, oh, man, I lost some confidence. Like, for instance, Kubiak, we ran him out of town. I think he's doing pretty good with the Seahawks right now, running that offense. Aren't the Seahawks relevant in the NFC?
Just like the same guys that, we run that Zach Bourne out of town.
Yeah.
Look what happened to him.
He goes to the Eagles, win a Super Bowl. He's an all-pro. Our head coach, Dennis Allen. Oh, he's with the Bears. You think he's feeling sorry for himself? No, he looks at his opportunity. Now he's with Chicago. So the same thing with Groupie. He's not with the coach. They all in the playoff picture. We out the playoffs. Now, we had a great showing against Tampa. The point I'm bringing up is that, hey, as a player, you got to be tough. You got to be tough and be able to handle adversity. You can't be like, I can't believe this team doesn't want me. What?
Okay, Bob.
You got to be like a mercenary, a hard gun, and just go get the job done wherever you're at. That's how you become a millionaire, multi.
Groupie kicked yesterday. He was 2 for 2. He hit a 28 and a 36-yard field goal.
Well, he better make that up. The Colts would have got rid of him. If he'd have missed that.
He might have been unemployed again.
and the Colts are desperate right now because they've gone from the penthouse to the outhouse dealing with injuries.
Real quick.
Because that's when everybody wanted to get rid of Daniel Jones with the Giants, and all of a sudden Indiana was embracing him. He was Indiana Jones, in the Indianapolis Colts. But how are you dealing with injuries? But, you know, they probably have, to me, the best player in the NFL, and I didn't want to see him in the postseason.
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, their running back, ain't nobody better than him. And it's a shame he's playing in Indianapolis. No, if he was – listen, I think he's better than Saquon Barkley. Whoever you think's the best, Derrick Henry, I think Jonathan Taylor, a Wisconsin Badger, I think there ain't nobody better than him. Just look up the numbers. All you fantasy people know about Jonathan Taylor.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to go with the bowl opt-outs. There's been 10 so far in college football. Obviously, Notre Dame was the biggest one, the most publicized one. A 10-2 season, they got kind of, I don't even want to say slighted. Mike, you and I talked about this ahead of time. When you were having to decide between Alabama and Notre Dame and Miami for the final two spots, there was three teams that really had a shot. They leave out Notre Dame, and then Notre Dame comes out with this statement, and you can think what you want about it, but they opted out of their bowl game. So they're the first team that did it. Kansas State, Kansas, Iowa State, Auburn, FSU, UCF, Baylor, Temple, and Rutgers were the other nine teams that have already opted out of their games. And guys, there's one thing that kind of stands out about all of this to me. Outside of Notre Dame, seven of those teams were 5-7. I remember in years past, there's been times where there haven't been enough 6-plus win teams to fill in bowl games, and there's been a couple of teams that were 5-7 that got to fill in spots. But having seven teams decline bowl invitations that were 5-7, finish with a losing record, guys, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Well, if you have a losing record and you have five wins, your season's over.
Right.
You can't be rewarded for having a losing season, going to bowl. That reminds me of modern day society, I guess 21st century.
Everybody gets a
damn trophy. Oh, you're participating. Oh, come on, you get a trophy. Now, give everybody a ribbon, but not a trophy. Okay, because how your kids are going to learn about the real world? Oh, look at my room. I got all these trophies. What have you won? Well, I haven't won anything. I was just on the team. What? That's going to not help your kids down the road. It's the difference between winning something for real versus I'm just on the team. Come on. Now you get a ribbon, not a trophy. So if you're rewarding teams 5-7 going to a bowl, that's terrible. You're not teaching nobody nothing. Oh, we didn't win anything. Well, we go on a bowl. That's unbelievable.
But
that's not good for society.
Guys, I also say this.
I agree.
I'll also say this real quick. It's just like with Notre Dame opting out of everything after their 10-2 campaign and really pouting after this whole process of being left out, it's really not a good precedent that's been set for teams that just get left out of the playoff conversation, last team out type of deal that, you know, you're just going to not play at all once you don't make the playoff. It's playoff or bust. I get it, like, but it just feels like it's starting to be the death of the bowl kind of tradition in college football. It's going down the drain pretty quickly.
Some weird names. There's not the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl
it's
no more.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts
Bowl. Man, I want to go there. All the Pop-Tarts you can eat.
Now the whole thing, no. He was on Barstool Sports at all with T-Bob and Arnold this morning, the Notre Dame AD. So Coach Freeman and the captains, they voted not to go because their whole team wasn't going to play in the bowl game. All their stud NFL
players. Jeremiah Love's not playing in that.
No, so they go, if we can't all play, they would have played in a playoff, but they're not going to go to a bowl. No, the bowls might go by the way of a dinosaur unless you're a major bowl. Now, we want the New Orleans Bowl. Look, you got Western Kentucky, you got Southern Miss, and that's good. And a little bit with the economy and all that. But as far as just to go to a bowl, what? Unless you're playing in a major bowl like Sugar, Orange, and all that, Rose Bowl, Fiesta, or whatever, go on and on, Peach Bowl. Unless you're one of those major bowls, I mean, come on. That's a money-making grab. It's all those executives. They want to keep their jobs, so we got to have a bowl. We got to have a bowl.
And to the fact that it sells on TV.
Oh, yeah, because they don't have enough content. TV don't have enough content.
Bingo.
So they want all these games. But then you might have teams that win only five games. They're playing on TV. What? That team wasn't good.
And they're selling to the gambling crowd, which is bigger now than ever before.
Amen. Amen.
Don't leave that out of it.
And be like, bet, 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 bet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet. Oh, yeah, look, I can bet on something. Let me bet on this. You know, you need to go to Gamblers Anonymous. Yeah,
we'll be back with finishing up here on Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here on the Second Guess Show, I want to thank everybody here at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, and also everybody listening. We're going to throw it now to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our visit. Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, Mike Hawes, Saints Head Coach Kellen Moore, and Saints Quarterback Coach Scott Tolson coming up next right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.